I didn't catch the other name. I'm sorry. Please state your name again.
Tammy Keels, Columbia, South Carolina.
Hello, precious. Good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. We are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And my name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in sunny New Jersey. I'm glad to be alive on this terrific Thursday, and we welcome everyone to the Master's Morning Call. The scripture that we stand on is found in Psalms 88:13, and it states, "But to you I've cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." Our mission statement, we want to enrich you, we want to enhance you, and we want to empower all the believers as we begin our day. So if someone else has just chimed in, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Stephen, Ohio.
Good morning. God bless you. This is Robin from New Jersey. And welcome to the Master's Call.
This is Jackie.
Thank you so much, Miss Robin, doing such a fantastic job. Praise God for you, greeting each and every one of you. This is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, down in deep Louisiana this morning. It's a beautiful, sunshiny day down here also, welcoming each and every one of you to our Master's Call. And this is, Robin said, a tremendous Thursday morning. We praise God. We celebrate Jesus with each and every one of you, excited about another day where we can give him and him alone all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We are excited to let you know that this call, from its Alpha to its Omega, is truly all about the Master. So again, TMC family, we welcome you. And to our first-time guests, we extend a warm greeting to you, and thank you for joining us. Again, as Robin has been stating, our heart, our mission, and our call, as Dr. P.K. Roberts and I began this journey in October of last year. God, I can't believe how fast the time is flying by. The Lord gave us a mission and a mandate, and we stay focused and faithful to our assignment on this call each and every morning to enrich, enhance, and empower you as a believer in our Lord and Savior so that you can go out and truly and be his light in dark places, be his hand extended, and just be excited about Jesus. Our scripture verse, our foundational rock for our journey, can be found in Psalms 88:13. And in that 13th verse of Psalms 88, it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we're a call that esteems the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his word, and we know and truly believe that it really is all about him. So again, welcome to the Master's Call. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, who's been on sabbatical, we want to lift her up especially today as they are having the homegoing celebration of our dearly beloved Minister Elisha Roberts there in Colorado Springs. And many of us will be traveling to Georgia on Monday in his hometown area, where they will again be celebrating life. So please keep the Roberts family lifted up in prayer. And our co-host, who has been walking this journey, trusting in God. And again, we want to remind you that we have a website where you can hear all the awesome messages from beginning till now. And our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, that's themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there literally is a buffet table spread of messages that are power-packed with the word, the anointing, and the inspiration that we receive from our Lord and Savior. Simply click on the different links and just take a praise day, take a refreshing break, and listen to Thus Saith the Word of the Lord. We also encourage you to be our evangelists and spread the word and let people know about the website and Upmost. Let them know about this TMC family call each and every weekday morning. So we want to get the call going because I tell you, there's a thread that knitted our hearts and our lives together that started this call, which is the company of Artists International. And many of us are a part of this great family-owned Christian company. And we lift up in prayer each and every day the Diaz de Leon family for their vision of over 22 years. They've been firm and faithful to Artists International. And we encourage our distributors on the line to please go to your back office and read and see and avail yourself to the many promotions and activities. We have a Toronto meeting coming up, and I definitely want you to mark your calendars for August 20th. We'll all be in Houston, Texas at the Crown Plaza right by our Reliance Stadium, and I'm sure in the back office will be all the details for that. So begin to mark your calendars and plan to head out that way. For those of you on the line who are not a part of Artists International, we encourage you to get back with the person who invited you and learn all about why this company is so great and why so many of us love artists. As I've been saying, I'm down here in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and had the pleasure of met her many times. Many of you all are familiar with Micah Stampley. Well, his mother and father were there last night and got to hug Ma Stampley's neck, who is a distributor of Artists International. So our family extends far and wide of people who love Jesus and want to be ministers in the marketplace. I'm going to ask Miss Robin if she'll come back now and open us up with a word of prayer so we can get our anointed mouthpiece up to speak the word of God. Minister Robin?
Yes, can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we bless you. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you because you deserve all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise, Father. And Lord God, we just thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord God, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you have filled them, Father God, with this vision and that they were obedient to your call, Lord, and they blessed us with this opportunity to be part of the Master's call. Father God, I ask for you right now, Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, that you saturate Dr. P.K. and her family with your peace, Lord, your peace that surpasses all understanding, your peace that will guard her heart, Father, your peace, Father God, that will not give her more than she can bear, Lord God, because it's your peace, not the peace of the world, but it's your peace that she has, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this homegoing. We know, Lord God, that to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Father God. So we thank you that although there will be sadness, it is a joyous occasion, Lord God, because we know where Minister Roberts is. So thank you, Jehovah Shalom, as you do what only you can do, saturate them with your peace. We thank you, Lord God, for the Diaz de Leon family, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that Papa Diaz, he heard, you call him, he wrote the vision down, he ran with it, Lord God, and now it's come to pass. Artists International, we thank you that they are blessed, Father God. We thank you that the leadership has the same vision and is focused in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for the platinums all the way down to the advisors, because none of us are better than anybody else. We are all the same, putting you first, Lord God, putting that business in the proper order that it should be, according to your plan and your glory, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, bless every listener that's on this call, all of those, Father God, who have gotten up early in the morning to seek you, Lord God. So I thank you, Father, that you will have a word for them, Father God, that will come from the anointed woman of God, Father, a word that will change their lives, a word that will give them direction, a word that will instruct them, Father, so that they can continue to be your minister in the marketplace. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointed woman of God. We thank you that that word is coming forward, Father God, with accuracy. We thank you, Lord, that the word is going to change us, Father. It's the burden removing, yoke-destroying power of the living God. Father God, just like you said, it shall be here on earth as it is in heaven. So there will not be any distraction. There will not be any interference on this line or in this call, Father God. We thank you that your word will be clear, and each and every single one of us will hear your word, and be a doer of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Robin, for strategically setting the atmosphere up for the word of God to go forth. Well, our mouthpiece, who the Lord has ordained this morning to come before us, is absolutely no stranger to this call. From the very beginning when we were brainstorming, seeking the heart and face of God, Dr. PK and I about starting this call, she was one of the people that we called in because we know she has a heart and a love for God. And since the very beginning, she has been a faithful pillar in the TMC family. She's always lifted us up in prayer because that is her heart, to truly go in and stand in the gap and make up the hedge in prayer. Our minister this morning is Minister Kathy Washington, who hails from hot Atlanta and has been a faithful servant of the Lord for many years, worked in corporate America, and has now transitioned, walking alongside her husband, Joseph B. Washington, and many of us know and love, but I love the transition that God is doing in her life of pulling her out front and stirring up even more of the gifts of God inside of her. Some of you have never heard her minister, and I encourage you to get a pen and paper and get your spiritual hearts open and put your spiritual beam on to receive a rich rhema word from one of our prayer generals. This morning, we present to some and introduce to others Minister Kathy Washington. The floor is yours.
God bless you, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, dear.
Awesome. Well, I am just blessed and honored to come before you all today and never, ever take it for granted to come before God's people. It is always a joy just to do what God has destined us to do. Today, I am going to talk to you from a subject that is near and dear to my heart. Didn't realize quite impactful this was until the Lord took me down this path and began to really, really drill this into my heart and into my spirit. What I'm going to talk about today is the title, just for the sake of the taping, is simply, You're Destined for Greatness. Now, we've heard this expression, we've heard it from many, many people saying, talking about destiny and talking about greatness. But I want to talk to you guys from this subject today. And the way the Lord led me as I studied and prepared for this is that he literally had me go down a path of creating an acronym. Now, my husband is, I would say, the king of acronym, and I just have got to say that Pastor Vanessa must be the queen because she truly knows how to put together an acronym, and he can sit down and do it in 5 seconds. Well, this was a little different for me because I wasn't even anticipating this path, but this is the way the Lord took me. So we're going to talk about DESTIN, and we use that as an acronym, and I want to just give you a couple of meanings for both destined and greatness. Destined means to decree beforehand, to set apart for a special purpose. We all have been set apart for a special purpose, and God has already decreed our lives beforehand. Greatness means to know your purpose in life and sow it into the lives of others. Our scripture text this morning is coming from Jeremiah 29:11, one of my very, very favorite scriptures. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." Oh, I tell you what, that scripture always blesses my life. And when I was going through a wilderness experience, it was what I held on to. And we learn growing in our faith with the Lord that we have to stand upon the Word. The Word is what takes us through difficult times. In other words, this scripture is simply saying you're set apart for a special purpose in life. And then the Lord will use your life to bless others. That's why God has destined you for greatness. Many of you today don't realize how close you are to the greatness that God has destined in your life. Even in your artist business, you know, there are things, pitfalls and things that we have encountered. But I tell you what, this company is definitely destined for greatness, as I will say, you are destined for greatness. And I'm going to use just some follow-up scriptures if you want to study in your own personal time. Due to time, we don't have time to go to all these different scriptures, but I do want to put them out there for you so that you can study them later. Esther 2:5-8, Esther 2:13, 15, and 17. We're going to use Esther as one of our characters that we're going to refer to, as well as Joseph. And one of the scripture reference for that is Genesis 50 and 20. What I want to do is I want to use the word destined as our GPS system today. Pastor Vanessa, you guys have heard her talk on that GPS and how important that is. But this, I'm going to use it as a guide system for us as we're moving from point A to point A. You know how it is when we have a GPS in our car. We always got to know where we are, our current location. So I want you to think for a moment as we talk about the fact that you're destined for greatness. Is I want you to realize think about your current location. What has kept you from reaching your place of greatness? What is it that's kept you from getting there? Have you been labeled? Have you been put in a box? Somebody told you you were poor, and all of a sudden, spirit of poverty and lack came into your life. Somebody told you, hey, you come from a broken home, and all of a sudden, now you feel rejected, and you feel abandoned. There's always some kind of implication to the words that are spoken over our lives, and I want to talk to you about some of those words and then tell you how you can get free so that you can go on to your place of absolute greatness, because you are indeed destined. Somebody said you're too fat, too old, too skinny, too young, and spirit of rejection just keeps on coming in, keeps on impacting your life, or that you don't have any children, you don't have any degree. How can you get that job? You don't have the degree for it. Then all of a sudden, spirit of fear comes in. Or maybe you're divorced or you're single and, you know, you can't figure out why is my biological clock continuing to click, and here I am, I'm still single at 40 years old. Spirit of depression. Spirit of rejection again, abandonment. Kids on drugs and husband maybe, or spouse have some kind of alcohol or drug issue or situation. Spirit of bondage come into your life, or you're talking about, you know, my family comes from the wrong side of the track, or, you know, you got problems with your family issues, and maybe they are always sick, and then, okay, here comes a spirit of infirmity coming into your life. But, oh, I'm so happy I got good news today. God came. He sent his son to set you free, and he wants you to be free. And the way we get free is we fight with the word of God. So we're going to walk down this road called greatness, and we're going to use our course outline as destined, the word destined. We're going to take four of those today. Hopefully, if we have enough time, we might just get through two. Whatever the case may be, we're going to follow up with this powerful message the Lord has deposited here. Step one, as we move on the road to greatness, this is our destiny, is our GPS system. Caller, you know how the system will talk to you. What destiny is going to be the course outline that we're going to use. Step one, the letter D, discover your gift. God has deposited into each one of you. He's deposited into each one of us a gift. you know the thing. You've heard people, especially personal development coaches, say, you know the thing that you do for free? Yeah, that thing. Or the thing that you love to do, you love taking care of children, you love helping the elderly, you love speaking, you love taking care of your family. Maybe it's just you got a gift to encourage. Oh, my goodness. You can be talking to somebody, and you hear where they are, and all of a sudden, you're encouraging them. You're telling them, hey, it's going to be all right. You're going to get through that situation. God's going to bring you through. Maybe you got a gift to sing, and you can sing and bring people into the presence of God. Maybe you play an instrument, and you can play like David and run any kind of spirit that might try to come in. You can run it away because of the anointing to play an instrument on your life. Maybe you just love to serve. You get a joy out of helping other people, or you have a great compassion when it comes. You hear somebody going through a difficult situation. You want to do whatever you can to help that person. You got a gift to serve, or you got a gift of compassion. Maybe you got a gift to pray and intercede. You know when you hear somebody going through a difficult time and you say, oh, my God, I just got to pray for that person. I just feel a sense of prayer. We're on this call always looking for people who have a gift to intercede and to pray on behalf of other people. But I want to challenge you today because I want you to know that you've been gifted with a giant gene. What are you doing with that gift? What are you doing with it? Maybe you're the person on the phone today. You're saying, you know what? I know I got something in me. I'm just not quite sure what it is. You got to discover it. Sometimes you might have to turn around and say to someone else who sees you every day, what is it that I'm good at? Help me determine what that is. God has put people in your life that can help you do that. It might be your parents. It might be your grandparents. It might be a man or woman of God that sees you, your pastor, that sees you and say, I see a gift in you, and they can extract and pull that gift up out of you because God has destined you for greatness, and he is depositing greatness in you. So you got to discover your gift. Step number one, Esther had a Mordecai. Hallelujah. He was her cousin. You know, she was actually an orphanage, and he was her cousin, and he took her in and really taught her and mentored her and helped her realize that she could become a queen. That's so powerful to me that God would deposit, put people in your life to help push you to your place of greatness. I tell you, I'm excited about that because even on this call, I've been just so blessed by Pastor Vanessa, Dr. PK, Dr. J, and oh my goodness, Dr. Walter Henderson and Pastor Chuck. I mean, just a challenge in the word that they have brought forth has been such a ministry to me, and it's really, I'm sensing how the Lord is just pushing the gift out of me because of what I'm hearing and being deposited into, what's being deposited into my spirit. Every morning we get on this call, there's always a wonderful buffet that we can sit and eat. And I'm telling you, our lives can absolutely continue to grow. So you must, the step number one, discover the gift that God has deposited into you. Step number two, the letter E, you must exit the excuse highway. Stop making excuses for why you're not doing what God has purposed and destined you to do. I want you to know that excuses are just crutches for people who are uncommitted. And, you know, we've all made excuses. There are things that have happened, and we can just say, you know, we made excuses for why we didn't do it. Well, somebody said excuses cause you to do three things, and these three things are, number one, cause you to cover up, to hide, conceal. Hey, listen, don't waste time covering up your mistakes with excuses. You've heard all of them before. You've heard them in your artist business. I would have, but. I would have finished school, but. I would have gone to that meeting, but. You've heard it. Covering up. The next thing that happens when you offer up excuses is you speed up or you hurry up. You keep on moving ahead, never acknowledging that you're making excuses for your mistakes or you won't listen to nobody. You act like you know everything, and we've been there too. the third thing that happens is you give up. And to give up means to resign, to stop. Researchers have said that 90% of the people who make excuses are not defeated. They just choose to quit. They just choose to give up. So excuses can cause you to do these three things: cover up, speed up, and give up. Well, I want to encourage you today and tell you that it's time to wake up and stop making excuses. Just go ahead and get on off of the excuse highway, because God has destined your life for greatness. Mordecai could have made excuses about Esther. He could have said, hey, you know what? She comes from, her parents died. She's an orphanage, and I just don't think she's going to, you know, have what it take in order to be a queen. But he absolutely chose not to go down that path and not allow her to miss her destiny to save a nation. I don't know if I'm going to finish this morning. I'm going to try to get through this one last one. I'm going to try to wrap it up here. I think I'm over my time. I guess I'm going to wrap it up right here, Pastor Vanessa. I'm going to give it back to you. Looks like this is going to be a little bit longer series.
That's all right. That was awesome. See, no excuses. Helped you step out and have a fantastic start to Destined for Greatness. Minister Kathy will be back with us next Thursday to continue on this series. And I tell you, when she was going over the acronyms with me, I loved the Discover Your Gift. But boy, you know, we could preach that Exit the Excuse Highway. And she gave us three reasons we use excuses: to hide or cover up mistakes, to speed up or hurry up because we won't listen, and third, because we just give up. Boy, a lot of us need to say amen or oh me this morning and make a turnaround. Powerful start, Minister Kathy, and we look forward to the rest of that powerful series on next Thursday. So glad you're stepping up and stepping out, Eagle. I want to call now to the line Minister Willa, who will cover and fill that word so far in our spirits and cover and lift up our prayer requests. Minister Willa, are you on the line?
Praise God, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Father God, we are humbly grateful for you this morning. We thank and praise you, O God, for your goodness and your mercy towards us. We thank and praise you for who you are. Father, we thank and praise you for the word that Minister Kathy just gave us, that we are destined for greatness. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us a GPS system. I like to look at it as God's plan oversized through your word. We thank you, Lord, that everything we need, all directions to every aspect of our life are in your word. So, Father, we thank and praise you, O God, that no matter what goes, no matter what comes, we've got your word. Father, we thank you for that precious word this morning, and we look forward to more of it next week, O God. We thank you that Kathy has stepped out in ministry, Lord, for the work that she has going on this weekend, for the ministry she has, O God. Thank you for anointing it. Thank you for blessing it. Thank you for giving her a rhema word for those who need to hear it in due season. Father, you told us because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. So as we lift up the prayer request before you this morning, we have everything we need. So for Maggie Preston and Jesse and Ina Payton and even little baby Ashlyn, oh God, for Summer, for Maxine Adair, oh God, for Carol and for Maria, for the Preston family, oh God, and for Jean, healing is already in their bodies, oh God, in their minds and in their soul. Father, we thank and praise you for the manifestation of their healing. We thank and praise you, oh God, that when Satan comes along to try to make them doubt that they are not healed, we thank you, Lord, that a word is already in their bellies, oh Lord, a word that says, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world, a word that says, by your stripes, I am healed. Oh, Father, we thank you that you have already downloaded word in us that we can pull it up and used as our sword to fight the devil, because he is nothing but selling wolf tickets, Lord. And when we pull out that sword, I know in the natural, if somebody were to pull out a sword at me, I'd get to running. So we thank you, Lord, that he flees, because your word told us that. And then, oh, Father, you told us in your word that he makes us to be quiet beside the still waters. He restores our soul. So we thank and praise you, oh, God, for restoring Jean's soul and her body and her spirit. For whatever Satan is trying to afflict her with, we thank you, Lord, that your word is true. And you said, let your word be true and every man a liar. And then, Father, you said that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. So we praise you that Minister Elijah Roberts is with you right now in Jesus' name, that he has heard, well done, my good and faithful servant, that he is sitting at your feet and praising you. And while they attend his homegoing celebration today, oh God, we thank you that comfort is there for them, that love is there for them. We thank and praise you for everyone who will be gathering with them, oh Lord, for giving them traveling mercies to comfort the family, oh Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for the precious memories that they have with him. And then for Nathaniel, oh God, as Vivian was obedient to what she heard on this TMC, she went forth to share the word of God with him, that he received you as his Lord and personal Savior. And God's kingdom is never too late, as long as we have breath, to receive you. So thank you, Lord, that he was faithful to receive you, that he now, too, is experiencing the same benefits that everyone else who has gone on to be with you is experiencing. And then, Lord, you said that you prepared a table before me and the presence of mine enemies. So we thank you, oh God, that as we sit before this buffet table each and every Monday through Friday morning, that it's already been set, that a table has already been prepared, and that we sit here and we feast at it. We thank you, oh God, for Artists International, who is the springboard of this table where we are feasting, that you guide the Diaz de Leon family, that you continue to keep them all their ways, that you order their footsteps, and when the going gets rough, oh God, that you remind them never to grow weary in well-doing, for in due season they shall reap a harvest if they do not faint. And then, Father, you told us that you anoint our head with oil and our cup runneth over, and surely, not maybe, but surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we give you praise for that. For that precious promise, we praise you in Jesus' name. And as we go out today, oh God, we just thank you that you will allow us to share the word with somebody, that they will be saved, that they will be encouraged, that they will
hear. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Dr.
Amen. I tell you, Evangelist, that was a powerful prayer. The Lord's Prayer, and wrapped in it is covering our prayer request. We thank you, Minister Willa. We thank you so much, Minister Kathy, for beginning this series, a powerful word destined for greatness. We look forward with great anticipation for the rest of the series, and we speak virtue back into you this morning. We thank you, Minister Robin, for opening us up this morning with that strategic prayer as you commanded the atmosphere and the word of God went forth freely, and for hosting and greeting the people as they came on the line. We so celebrate our prayer team, and as Minister Kathy said, and as we always say, we're always looking for others who have a heart and a desire to pray, and would love to be a part of this prayer warriors team. It's always open to those. All of us, as Luke 18:1, ought to pray, but we always encourage those. And those who would like to be a part of our prayer team, and even those who want to submit prayer requests, don't forget you can always email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Well, again, TMC family, we praise God for each and every one of you. Thank you for being a part of what God is doing in this call and in our lives. And as we always conclude the call, we encourage you now to submit and obey to the call of the Master on your life and be his minister in the marketplace. Have an awesome day in Christ. Blessings, and we'll see you on the call tomorrow morning with our very own evangelist, Dr. Joycelyn. Have a blessed day, and bye-bye.